Yes? What is it, Nancy?
There's someone on the phone, long distance. Wants to know if we've got a double room for the coming week.
Well, you know we haven't. We're booked solid over the Easter holidays.
Thought I'd better check. Only said they were acquainted with you.
Oh? What was the name?
I think he said Sutton. Would that be right?
Yes, Nancy, yes, that's right. Good girl. Leave it to me. I'll deal with it.
Hello?
Good afternoon. Thelma Whedon speaking.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Whedon. This is Paul Sutton. I don't know if you remember me. We met on several occasions when you were staying with Barbara and Alec Trent.
Oh, yes, Mr. Sutton, I remember you well. And your charming wife. How is she?
Not been too good, as a matter of fact. About a flu that seems to have hung on. That's really why I'm ringing. The boys are spending the holidays with their maternal grandparents in France, and Margot and I thought we'd like a sort of recuperative break somewhere remote, away from all the pressures.
And you thought of me?
You made it all sound so idyllic. And we've never been to the Peak District. But it's only a long shot. You're probably booked up at this time of year.
When was it you wanted to come?
Saturday. For a week.
You're in luck. We've just had a cancellation.
No, that's marvellous. Must be fate.
Yes, indeed.
Will you need a letter of confirmation?
Oh, no, no, no. Nothing like that. You'll be driving up, I take it?
Yes.
Then I'll put a direction sheet in the post. I've got your address.
Oh, please don't trouble.
Oh, it's no trouble. Larksmoor's a bit off the beaten track. I'll look forward to seeing you on Saturday, then.
We'll look forward to seeing you, too. Goodbye for now.
Goodbye. Nancy?
Yes, Mrs. Whedon?
Oh, fetch me the diary, would you? I shall have to put off one of the other couples.
What a shame.
Well, I'm afraid it can't be helped. The Suttons are rather special.
Remember Me by Jill Higham, with Jill Balkan, Julian Glover and Sarah Bedell.
Slow down a bit, Paul. There's another signpost.
Castleton and Hope or Hathersage? You're the map reader. Which one do we take?
Castleton, I think. Yes. She says, follow the Castleton Road until you come to a cattle grid, and then take the next lane on the left for about a mile.
Right. See what she means about being off the beaten track.
Oh, it is beautiful, though, isn't it? Look at those hills. And I love the old stone walls.
Glad we came.
I feel better already. I wonder what the hotel will be like.
Hardly the Hilton. It's more of a guest house. She only takes a handful of people.
At least we know it would be clean.
And cheap.
Yes. Nice of her to offer us a reduction like that. We're only friends of friends.
I think the old girl rather took to us.
She's not that old, Paul.
Hardly in her first flush. Her hair's virtually white.
Well, whose wouldn't be if they let it go?
She could give us a good few years.
Well, let's face it, we aren't so young anymore.
You look as young as you did the first day I saw you.
Oh, yes? After 18 years?
Any changes are only for the better.
You are very sweet.
Remember the day we first met? You clutching your A to Z and asking me the way to St. Paul's Cathedral.
That was only an excuse. I knew perfectly well where it was. Map reading expert that I am.
And I knew that you knew, but that didn't stop me taking you there. And we've never looked back.
Hey, keep your eyes on the road, or we'll miss the cattle grid.
You wait till we get there.
Oh, Paul, isn't this good? I love our boys very much, but it is wonderful to be on our own.
Come on, Rags. Time to go in now. We've had enough walking for one day. That's the fellow. Now, let's have a look at your paws. Make sure they're not muddy.
Evening, Mr. Parsons.
Well, hello, Nancy.
Hello, Rags. Been out walking, have you?
Up on Derwent Edge. Had a rare time, didn't we, Rags? That packed lunch was a treat, too.
Good. Hope you've left some room for supper.
Oh, aye. Nothing like a day's walking to work up an appetite. Hey, Rags, what are you up to? That dog gets his nose into everything.
He's a lovely old fella.
Looks like he's gone down the cellars.
What did you say?
Yeah, looks like he's gone down there. Cellars, is it?
Oh, no, he mustn't do that.
Well, it's all right.
Mrs. Whedon don't allow no one down there, not even me.
He won't do any harm. Yeah. Come here, Rags. Rags! No use. I'd best go and fetch him.
No, please, Mr. Parsons.
Oh, hello, Thelma. And I thought it was going to be Edgar.
Sorry.
Trouble with you, Southerners, you're too formal.
I'll fetch Rags. The steps aren't too safe.
All the more reason to let me... Rags.
No, I'd rather you didn't, if you don't mind, Edgar.
All right, as you wish.
Rags? Rags!
What's she got down there, anyway, a dead body?
No, no, just wine and so.
Rags, here, boy, come here. I said, come here. I got a lovely bone for you in the kitchen.
Bribery and corruption.
She has and all, kept it back from lunch.
Oh, that was nice of her.
There's a good dog. Got him.
Here, Rags.
Go to your master.
That's have you. Oh, you're in disgrace, you are.
Sorry to make such a fuss. All right, Nancy.
Right.
I don't want any of my guests having an accident. It's the oldest part of the house, you see.
Ah.
It's the one bit that I haven't had renovated yet. I usually keep the door bolted, but I went down earlier to fetch some wine. I must have left it open.
Do you hear that, Rags? That's private property down there. So no more exploring, eh?
It was my fault. I'll make sure I keep the door shut in future.
I could do with an oiling.
Yes.
You know what you need? You need a man about the place.
Well, sounds like the new arrivals.
That's your friends from London.
They're just acquaintances, really. Come and meet them.
All right.
Oh, look, Paul.
What?
Look at this fireplace.
Oh, I'm going to have to watch those beams. Oh, magnificent, isn't it?
How old did Mrs. Whedon say the house was?
It's 16th century. The original part, anyway.
Hello there.
Hello. But, of course, the other bits have been added at various stages. How lovely to see you again.
And you.
This is a far cry from Wimbledon, isn't it?
It's even better than we imagined.
Just what the doctor ordered.
Yes, I'm so sorry you've been unwell.
It's left me a bit shaky, that's all.
Well, let's hope the weather stays fine for you.
Hello, old chap. Oh, is he yours?
No, he's mine. Steady, Rags.
Now, let me introduce you to one of my other guests. This is Mr. Parsons from Leeds, Mr. and Mrs. Sutton.
How do you do?
Glad to meet you. You've chosen the right spot for a holiday, especially if you like walking.
Paul does. I'm afraid I'm less hardy.
You didn't go to an English public school.
No.
There are some others. Good evening, Miss Drew.
Hello, Mrs. Whedon.
Good evening, Miss Gosler. Had a good day?
Oh, lovely, thanks, didn't we, Enid?
Most enjoyable.
We drove into Buxton.
Did you see the famous Crescent?
Oh, yes. And the baths and the museums.
As well as buying up half the bookshop.
You know what avid readers we are.
She should by now.
Oh, by the way, do feel free to borrow anything you see on my bookshelves. I meant to say that before.
School teachers. You think they want to get away from books on holiday, but they even read through meals.
How long have you been here, Mr. Parsons?
A week now. I'm staying a full fortnight. I had intended moving on the second week, try the other side, but we've taken to this place, haven't we, Rags?
I don't suppose it's everyone will accommodate dogs, either.
Ah, right. And I couldn't come away without old Rags. He's all I've had for company since my wife died. Anyway, Thurman was good enough to squeeze us in for another week. Evening, Mr. Lumley. Seen any good rocks lately? He's a geologist, studying at the university.
Ah.
This area's a gift for them, of course, with all the caves and rock formations. You've heard of the Blue John Caverns?
We saw a sign on the way here.
What is Blue John?
A local stone, found nowhere else in the world.
Good Lord.
That bowl on the side there is Blue John.
Oh, yes. More mauve than blue.
Hold it up to the light.
Oh, it's beautiful, isn't it, Paul?
It is.
You will have to go and see it in its natural state. The caverns are over Castleton way. These long caves that run for miles under the hills.
I'm not sure I should like that.
Oh, don't worry. They're all floodlit now. For the tourists' benefit. I've got a cheery guide to give you all the gin. Oh, they're well worth a visit.
Well, I'm sorry about that. Now, let me show you to your room.
Oh, thank you.
See you at supper.
Yes, see you later.
I hope you'll like it. You get a marvellous view of Hannah's tour from the window.
Now, Rags, stop that. You hear what she said? You can't go down there. Oh, what was it you were after, eh?
That's what I call a bed.
Hmm?
If someone told me Queen Elizabeth slept there, I'd believe it.
Oh, sorry, darling. I was looking at the view.
Quite something, isn't it?
That must be the peak she mentioned. The high one there with the shadow across it.
Hannah's Tor, whoever Hannah was.
I don't much like it.
Well, it'll look different in the morning when the sun's shining on it.
Probably.
What's the matter?
Nothing. I just shivered.
Well, not your flu starting up again.
No, it was not that sort of shiver. It was as if... What is that saying?
As if someone had walked across your grave.
Yes.
Who's that? Nancy?
No, it's me.
Oh. Hello, Edgar.
Came to look for you. I did call and wanted to order another packed lunch for tomorrow. Sorry if I startled you.
It was hearing the music box.
It caught my eye. A lovely old thing.
Yes. Yes, it was a present from someone. A long time ago.
Your husband? Aye, it was, wasn't it? I couldn't help noticing the trinkets inside. The ring, the lock of hair, the wad of letters.
You saw them?
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to pry. I do the same with Evie's things. Hoard them. It's all you've got, isn't it? Once they've gone. Memories. Tell me about him. It helps to talk.
That's what they all say.
They?
Well, in women's magazines and such, they're always writing articles about it. Well, I don't believe them. You can talk till you're blue in the face, but you've still lost the person you loved.
Yes. And you have to accept the fact.
Why do you?
Because it's all there is you can do.
Is it?
Paul.
Hmm?
Can't you sleep either?
It's not very easy with you tossing about beside me.
Sorry. I can't seem to settle.
The bed is a bit eccentric, isn't it? I like the dip in the middle, though.
You would.
Well, since we can't get to sleep, we might as well pass the time constructively.
What do you suggest? Letter writing?
You know what I suggest.
Anyone ever tell you you've got a one-track mind?
Where you're concerned, I have.
Oh, Paul.
I want you.
Again?
Again and again and again. Oh, how can it be so good still?
I know.
I've never stopped fancying you from the first moment I saw you. Or loving you.
No, Paul.
What's the matter?
I don't know. It's no use. I can't.
Why? You were keen enough a moment ago.
Yes, but it's stupid, I know, but...
What?
I feel as if we weren't alone.
Hey?
As if someone was watching us.
Marco, like who? One of the school marms with a horn-rimmed geologist. I thought he was giving you strange looks at supper.
Oh, don't laugh, please.
Or maybe it's the ghost of some previous owner. The one who caused the original dip, perhaps.
Please, Paul.
Love, you're letting your imagination run away with you.
I suppose so.
You've had a long day. You're overtired. Look, I'll go and open the door so you can see for yourself. There. Not a peeping Tom in sight.
Quiet. What's that?
Can't hear anything?
Listen.
Oh, my God!
What?
It's a banshee wailing his death warning.
Oh, stop it.
It's only that dog of old Parsons whining away downstairs, sir.
All right. Happy now?
Day.
Yes, indeed.
Good morning, Mr.
I see what Mr. Parsons meant. Each with her little book clasped in her hand.
I wonder what they read.
High romance, I expect, of the Barbara Cartland variety. Or maybe they go for the other extreme, an orgy of Harold Robbins.
Sad, isn't it? I expect that's the nearest they ever get to it.
What, sex?
Or romance, or marriage, or children. There must be thousands of women like that who never have the chance to have, well, what I've got.
What we've got.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Hello. This is a marvellous breakfast.
Good. Is Nancy looking after you all right?
Oh, yes.
She's a bit on the slow side, but it's not easy to get staff up here.
Oh, she lives in the village, does she?
Yes, she comes in daily.
Salima.
Yes.
Oh, excuse me.
Morning, Miss Parsons.
Good morning. I'm sorry to barge in, but have you seen Ruggs this morning?
No, I don't think I have.
I can't find him anywhere.
Oh, dear. Well, maybe he slipped out when Nancy arrived this morning.
I've looked all round the garden and walked up to the top of the lane.
Nancy?
Sorry about this, but I'm beginning to get a bit worried. Oh, you see, we've got into this routine here. I come down first thing and he's waiting there by the front door. Then we go for a little stroll before breakfast.
Yes, Mrs. Weedon.
Nancy, have you seen Mr. Parsons' dog this morning?
No, I missed him. He usually gives me a nice greeting of a morning.
I suppose he couldn't have got out last night when I locked up.
It's a possibility.
No. He was here last night. We heard him whining in the early hours, didn't we, Margot?
Really? I didn't hear anything.
Oh, I don't know what can have happened.
Perhaps he got himself shut in somewhere.
Oh, no, we'd have heard him barking by now.
What about the cellar, Thelma? You know how intrigued he was with that yesterday.
No, he couldn't possibly have got down there again. It's been locked up ever since. So I'm sure he'll turn up, Edgar.
Yes, he'll turn up as soon as he's hungry.
Oh, I hope so. It's not like Ruggs to go off. Not like him at all.
It's all right, sheep. I'm not going to hurt your baby.
Oh, look, Paul. Isn't it adorable? The one with the little black face.
Can't have been born that long. Still a bit shaky on its pins.
Oh, look at those two over there, leaping about like Russian ballet dancers.
We certainly chose the right time to come away. Spring with a capital S.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Say when you want to turn back.
No, let's go a bit further.
Long as you're not tired.
Well, we haven't come far. You can still see the house down there.
Oh, yes. Funny old place, isn't it? Wonder how she came by it.
She was left it by some relative. I remember Barbara Trent telling me.
And she decided to come and live up here. I can't see the appeal, mind.
I don't know. It'd be very cut off in winter. I don't suppose she has any guests then, either. I wouldn't like to live on my own there.
But then you, my darling, are a touch squeamish. Look at you last night. Strange feeling, spooks watching us in bed.
All right, I was stupid. Right now, even that old peak up there looks friendly.
I told you it would in the sunlight. Let's cross over the stream. There's some stepping stones.
Okay.
That one's a bit slippery. Can you manage?
Yes. Oh, Paul, isn't this perfect? Listen. No cars, no aeroplanes, no transistors. Just the sound of the stream and the sheep.
And those birds. What's all that about, I wonder?
They must have seen something. Look at the way they're hovering.
A dead lamb, perhaps?
Oh, no.
It's not uncommon this time of year.
How cruel they look.
Yes, they've spotted something, all right. Something white in the water there.
really having a go at it, too.
Oh, horrible thing.
No, stay there, Margot. Don't come any further. It's not a very pretty sight.
Is it a lamb?
No, it isn't. It's Mr. Parsons' dog.
Understand it.
Drink some more brandy, Edgar.
How could he drown in a stream that shallow?
Well, I expect Paul Sutton's right. He must have lost his footing somehow, you know, hit his head against a rock.
Not Rags. No, that dog was as sure-footed as a goat.
Accidents happen.
And how did he get out in the first place? I'm still flummoxed by that.
I'm afraid he must have slipped past Nancy. Whatever she says, it's the only explanation.
You don't miss a dog like my Rags.
She's not the most astute of girls.
That dog was my life. We'd never had any children, Evie and me. She couldn't have them. After she'd gone, Rags was everything.
You'd have had to lose him sooner or later.
But not this way, not violently. Oh, I'm sorry, lass, I shouldn't have taken it out on you.
Please, I only wish there was something I could do.
You've been wonderful.
And I feel responsible in a way.
It was my fault. I should have kept him in the room with me. But I've never known him roam off like this. I'd better go upstairs now.
If you want to. But you're welcome to stay down here with me.
No, best not. I'm no sort of company. Thanks, though. I'll say good night.
Good night. And, Edgar, I'll quite understand if you want to leave Larkmoor after this. I won't charge for the extra days.
No, I'd sooner stay on. What's there to go home for?
Haven't you finished that yet, sweetheart?
Don't rush me. I'm thinking what to put.
Having a lovely holiday. Wish you were here. Love Mum and Dad.
Well, I must say more than that.
Why, that's all they ever say.
No, that was quite a newsy letter we had yesterday. Can you pass it over? I better see if there's anything I should answer.
Where is it?
On the bedside table.
Can't see it.
It's by my book.
No?
Oh, that's funny. It was last night.
Perhaps Nancy tidied it away.
Oh, and I like to keep their letters.
For the baby book.
I'm proud of our sons.
So am I. And of my wife. What is it? Not the shivers again.
It's that same feeling I had before. As if we were not alone.
Want me to look under the bed?
Don't tease me.
Darling, how could there be anyone?
I don't know.
Perhaps Nancy's outside doing the landing. No.
It wasn't that sort of thing. Listen.
What?
I can hear something.
Can't be Mr. Parsons' dog this time.
Music.
There's no law against playing the radio at 10 a.m. Anyway, I can't hear it.
Well, it's stopped now. I'm sorry. I must be going crazy.
The flu often leaves people a bit jumpy.
Yes, I suppose so.
Good morning, you two.
Hello, Thelma. Oh,
just who I wanted to see. I was hoping to catch you before you went out.
We're not going yet.
Can you spare a moment?
Of course.
Come on in.
Oh, thanks. I want to ask a favour of you. I wouldn't if you weren't friends.
Fire away.
I'll just shut the door. It's about Edgar, Mr. Parsons.
Yes?
He's still feeling very depressed about his dog.
Oh, poor man.
And I can see him sitting up in his room all day again if we don't do something.
Ah, you'd like us to take him out?
Would it be an awful imposition?
Not at all.
Only, you see, I'm busy myself, you know, the shopping, the meals and so forth.
Leave it to us.
Well, if you could do it tactfully, though, make it sound as if, well, as if you need his help. Ask him to show you the walk up Hannah's tour this afternoon, perhaps.
That's an idea. I wouldn't mind getting a closer look at that.
Well, the view from the top is unbelievable. I often go up there when I'm less busy. Oh, but it might be a bit arduous for you, Margot. How thoughtless of me.
It's quite a haul up.
Well, I must admit, I can't see myself making the top, but that needn't stop you going, Paul.
No, we'll think of something else to do.
But you'd enjoy it, though.
The last thing I want to do is to split you up.
Well, it's only for an afternoon. We can survive without each other for that long, can't we, darling?
At a pinch.
And I'd be quite happy pottering around here, finish my letters in peace, put my feet up in the garden.
There's a marvellous sun trap out the back.
I noticed. Yes, you go off for a nice climb with Mr. Parsons, Paul. You can always wave to me from the top.
I'll leave it with you, then. I'm most grateful.
Not at all.
Oh, Thelma?
Yes?
Was someone playing the radio downstairs just now?
No, not that I heard. Why?
Oh, it's not important.
Set the coffee things. I'll lay out the tables for supper next, shall I?
No, leave that. You can take the rest of the afternoon off.
It's not my half day.
No, but you've worked so hard this week. You deserve a bit of extra free time.
Thank you, Mrs. Whedon.
And didn't you say your brother was home on leave?
That's right.
Then you'll be wanting to see as much of him as you can. So off you go, as soon as you finish the washing up.
What about tea?
Oh, everyone's out this afternoon, except Mrs. Sutton, and I can see to her. Ready for a cup of tea?
Oh, Thelma, I didn't see you.
I'll put the tray down there.
Thank you. What a lovely, lazy afternoon I am having.
Why not? You're on holiday.
I do love your garden.
I'm afraid I've let it run wild. Put all my energy into the house so far.
I expect it needed a lot of work on it.
You should have seen it 18 months ago when I first came up here. The old lady hadn't done a thing to it for years. Everything riddled with damp and woodworm. A lot of the original parts blocked up. You'd be amazed at some of the discoveries I've made.
Yes. One can sense it's a house with a past. It was a cousin of yours left it to you?
A very distant one, on my mother's side. I'd been here a couple of times as a child, and I always remembered the place, but I hadn't seen Cousin Emily since I was about 12. The bequest came as a complete surprise.
How exciting.
It was. It provided me with everything I was looking for. I'll show you round later if you're interested.
That would be nice.
Then come and find me when you've finished your tea. I'll be in my sitting room.
Thelma! Thelma, I'm right...
Thelma? Thelma? Ah, oh, good, you're ready.
That was the sound I heard this morning when I asked you about the radio.
Oh, my musical box. You like the tune?
Like is not the word exactly.
It's a haunting little melody, isn't it? Well, now, where shall we start? Upstairs or down? Down, I think. There's one thing I especially want you to see. Oh, careful down the steps now.
You have no electricity down here?
No, I make do with the old oil lamps. Your eyes will soon get used to it.
Yes, it's coming in out of the sun.
Here we are, then. The cellars.
They are big, aren't they?
Yes, they run the whole length of the house. When I stayed at Larksmoor as a child, I spent my whole time playing down here.
Not my idea of fun.
That's what my mother used to say. But then she didn't know what I discovered.
What was that?
I'll show you. You see round the corner here, in that wall? Look.
A door?
Yes. It was hidden behind a lot of old boxes and so forth and boarded over. That's why Cousin Emily never knew about it. Or anyone else.
Where does it lead to?
Ah, that's my surprise. Come and I'll show you. It's all right. There are lamps down here too.
You keep them lit all the time?
No, I lit them just now for you.
Water?
Yes.
A tunnel.
That's right.
What is it?
It's an old channelway carved out by miners over 200 years ago. It's similar to the one in Speedwell Cavern, though this isn't open to tourists. Except specially chosen ones.
How far does it go?
Nearly half a mile. The entrance was up by the tor, but of course it was blocked up once the mine went out of use. Now it's all overgrown. No one knows of its existence.
Oh, it's incredible.
It's even more incredible when you go along it by boat.
Boat?
Yes, there, under the canvas. It was the only means I had of exploring further. And it was worth exploring, too. There's a cave at the end with the most superb stalactites. That's what I want to show you. You've never seen anything like it.
But
now,
let me
just get the tarpaulin off.
No, wait. I'd love to see it, Thelma. Really, I would. But why not wait till Paul gets back? I know he'd want to be in on it, too.
Then we'll go again, for his benefit. I never tire of visiting my cavern.
It's a bit cold down here, too.
Oh,
I think perhaps
that's
it would
no
be better.
Problem. No, take my cardigan. I've got an old jacket in the boat here.
Thank you.
Is it really that cold? In winter it seems quite warm. It's a constant temperature, you see. Whatever goes on up there, down here, nothing changes. I'll hold it steady while you get in.
It is quite safe, the boat.
Good heavens, yes.
Only I wouldn't fancy my chances if I had to swim.
You're not a strong swimmer, then?
Oh, I can't swim at all. Somehow I never learned as a child. The boys tease me endlessly.
Now, don't worry.
You'll be safe in this. In you get now. Whoops.
That's it.
You sit in the front. I'll just undo the rope.
Oh, it's very narrow. Passage.
Wide enough for four miners to work abreast. All the same, you're right. It's quite difficult to manoeuvre the boat in parts. I have to do it by pushing it against the walls.
I really think it might be best to wait for Paul.
Too late now. We're on the way.
Bearing up all right, Paul. Or do you want to stop for a breather before we tackle the last stretch?
Just for a moment. I'm going to have to take up squash again. Hadn't realised how out of training I was.
Old Rags keeps me in training. Kept, I should say.
You must get another dog, Edgar.
Happened. It was nice of you to ask me along this afternoon.
I was glad of the company.
She put you up to it, didn't she?
What?
Thelma. She asked you to take me out.
Now, what makes you think that?
Oh, I'm not so thick as I look.
She didn't have to twist my arm.
Quite a woman, that.
I'm not doing you any favours. I'm really enjoying this.
How long have you known her?
Oh, we don't really know her that well. She's a friend of some neighbours of ours. We met her when she was staying with them. Mm-hmm. She was about to open this place as a guest house then and was singing its praises. Then she sent us a brochure when she got it going in earnest.
Ah.
So, when we decided to take a break, we thought we'd give it a try.
It's a grand spot.
Splendid.
I tumbled across it by chance, and Thelma couldn't have been kinder. See over there, beyond. That's the reservoirs.
Oh, yes.
Lady Bower, Derwent, and Howden.
Can see for miles, can't you?
On a good day. It's a wonder she hasn't married again, Thelma.
She's been a widow long?
Some years, I think. But it still goes deep, you can tell. Does with me, too. No one'll ever replace Evie. But I'm not cut out to be a single man. Once you've been married, you lose the art of self-sufficiency.
Mm.
And without Rags either, well, I'll be a dead loss.
You ought to get together, you and Thelma.
Not a bad idea at that. Ready, then?
Is it my imagination, or is the summit getting further away instead of nearer?
Best foot forward.
Okay.
Beginning to wish you'd stayed behind with Margot.
How much further?
Not far now. If you look on the left by the next lamp, you'll see a recess in the wall.
Oh, yes.
It was carved out by the miners, somewhere to take refuge when they were blasting or if the rock caved in.
But surely a tiny space like that wouldn't have held more than two or three people.
Then some would have been unlucky.
I suppose lots of men must have lost their lives down here over the years. You can feel it, can't you?
You sense it, too. Sometimes I picture them.
clawing their way through the debris, their nails torn and bleeding, crying for help until their lungs are bursting. But no one hears them. And in the end, they have to give up. Just lie there and wait to die. Slowly.
Stop it. Please.
I'm sorry, my dear. I didn't mean to frighten you. I've always had a vivid imagination. One of the advantages of being an only child. You learn to draw on your own resources. Or is it a disadvantage, I wonder? You had brothers and sisters, I suppose.
Yes, there were three of us.
One happy family, as you are now. You and Paul and Martin and Andrew.
Fancy you remembering their names. You couldn't have met them more than once.
Oh, I have a good memory. It must be wonderful to be part of a proper family. It's what I've always wanted. My father died, you see, when I was small. It was only my mother and me. And she soon abandoned me when a man with no time for children came along.
How awful.
Yes, it was.
What was that?
What?
Something moved in the water there.
I didn't see anything.
There again. Oh, no, it's a rat.
Possibly. There are some water rats down here.
Oh, I can't stand rats.
They're quite harmless.
Thelma, I know I'm being stupid, but do you mind if we turn back?
We're nearly at the cavern now.
I feel a bit claustrophobic and
no,
I...
No, we can't
feel
turn back now. Not until you've seen the stalactites.
Quite windy up here, isn't it? Colder now the sun's gone in, too.
Aye. Strange the difference it makes on light. The tor's quite eerie with the shadow across it.
That's what Margot said.
Quite a view, though, isn't it? Worth the climb.
I say.
Look out!
What?
Don't go too near the edge there. It's a sheer drop down.
I see what you mean.
Can't have you going the way of poor Hannah.
Is that what happened to her?
Yes.
Who was she, anyway?
A lass from Bamford Way, according to the guidebooks. She was promised to a local farmer, you see. Handsome fellow who she doted on. Then he took up with someone else. Some flighty piece from Sheffield. She was that consumed with jealousy, she murdered them both in their bed on the wedding night. Then she came up here, the blood still fresh on her hands, and threw herself over the edge. Hence, Hannah's tor.
Poor old Hannah.
Eh, you know what they say, hell hath no fury.
Look now, Margot. You can see the passage beginning to widen out at the end there.
Oh, yes.
That's where my cavern is. In a moment, you'll be able to see the stalactites, and then you'll consider the trip worthwhile after all.
You must think I'm very feeble.
Oh, of course not. I forget that everyone doesn't share my enthusiasm for the world under the ground. There. Look now.
Oh, it's like a fairy tale cave.
Yes. Although the lamplight doesn't do them justice. See how delicate they are. Like beautiful candles. There's one in the corner, you can't quite see it from here, that's almost joined with a stalagmite on the ground. Another inch, and they'll meet together and form a column. But that won't be in our lifetime. It'll be, oh, 1,000 years or more.
As long as that.
At least. All of them took thousands and thousands of years to grow like this.
Incredible.
Drip, drip, drip. We'll get out and have a better look. Give you a chance to stretch your legs, too. You go first. I'll hold the boat still.
All right.
Can you manage?
Yes, thank you.
You'll feel better on terra firma. I'll be with you in a minute. Just tie her up. That stalagmite I told you is over there.
Oh, yes, I see.
And have a look at some of the rock formations. Oh, and that stone arch, I'm pretty sure it's Blue John. It's very like the one in Tree Cliff.
Oh, it's amazing, isn't it? It all is. You must bring Paul. What a pity the boys aren't here. They'd be fascinated, especially Andrew. He's always been interested in this sort of thing. Oh, I see what you mean about these rocks. What a strange shape that one is there, like a bird's head.
And that one over there, too. It's rather like a witch on a broomstick. Have you ever thought of opening this to the public? I said, have you ever thought of... Thelma? Thelma, what are you doing?
It's time for me to go now.
Go?
Yes. The other guests will be back soon. They'll be wanting their evening meal.
Is this some sort of joke? Because
no. I've never been more serious in my life.
What?
I'm going to leave you here.
No. You can't mean it.
Oh, yes, I can. I've been planning this moment for the last 18 months. 18 years, you might say.
I don't understand.
No.
I didn't even know you until last year.
Yes, so you did. But you chose to forget me, didn't you? Just as Paul did.
Paul?
Never mind the fact that you ruined my life.
Thelma, please, you have made some awful mistake.
Oh, no, I've made no mistake. And my name's not Thelma either, it's Anne. Anne Milner, Miss Anne Milner, spinster of this parish.
I don't know any Anne Milner.
Don't you?
I promise you I don't.
What about you, the one who should have married Paul?
Oh, my God.
You remember now?
You were the girl
who was going to marry him before you came along.
But it can't be. You're too old.
Too old? Yes, there's nothing more aging than grief.
But all that...
18 years ago. 18 years. 2 months. 3 days, to be exact. And how many times have you thought of me during those years? Not once, have you? You've been so wrapped up in your smug cocoon of happiness.
We felt dreadful about it to begin with.
Oh, yes. I still have the letter he wrote me. Full of abject apologies, explaining how he'd met this little French tart and realized she was the real thing. Well, for me, he was the real thing. He never even got in touch with me again.
He thought it was the best way.
The best way for him! Close the book and forget the whole chapter. Well, I didn't forget. Not for one day, the 18 barren years ahead. Each of these white hairs, each of these lines are my mementos. And there were always new reminders, weren't there? Cuttings from the Telegraph and Times. To Paul and Margot Sutton, a son, Andrew Philip. That was the first time I took an overdose.
Because of Andrew?
Because he should have been mine! It should have been me happily married with a baby, me getting letters from my devoted sons.
You took that letter.
Look what you took from me.
Surely, if you wanted, there must have been other men.
I didn't want other men. Do you think I could trust anyone else after that? I'd already been through it once. I loved her. What did she care?
Your mother?
Damn crazy bitch! When I met Paul, everything changed. I thought there was someone at last who... And then... You came along. All I've wanted these last 18 years is my revenge, and now I'm going to have it. I shall see you and him suffer as I've suffered.
You are ill.
And if I am, whose fault is that?
Please, listen. You need help.
I've had help. Do you know how many times I've been in and out of mental institutions? Almost as many times as I was in and out of jobs. Talk, they say, and plug you with pills and wires and miracle drugs. In the end, I told them all the things they wanted to hear, and they discharged me. You're cured, they said. Make a new life for yourself, and that's what I've done. New life, new home, new name, new appearance. Old score to settle. When Cousin Emily left me this house, it was the answer to my prayers. I remember the caves, and I knew what I was going to do. I knew because it was what I'd planned for her as a child, only then it could only be in my imagination. The only problem was getting you up here. I knew where you were living, of course. I've always kept tabs on you. But I'd hardly roll up and issue an invitation. That's when I decided to cultivate some neighbours of yours.
You mean that
yes,
you...
it wasn't by chance I got to know the Trents. Such tedious people. But they served their purpose, didn't they? Very well indeed.
You did all that?
I'm nothing if not thorough.
No, don't go. Don't leave me here. Not on my own.
You have the rats for company.
Please.
And the ghosts of the miners.
I'd do anything. Anything. Just take me back.
And spoil my plan. As a matter of fact, you've got off lightly. I was going to tie you to the boat hook there, but since you can't swim, that won't be necessary, will it?
I scream. They'll hear.
Half a mile down.
Paul will come looking. He'll find the door in the cellar.
I very much doubt it. No one has yet. I was afraid that dog of Edgar's might give the game away, but I dealt with him, didn't I?
It was you?
Yes. And then I dumped him in the stream so they wouldn't go searching. I suggested you went that way, if you remember. You played right into my hands, just as Paul did when he agreed to take Edgar out this afternoon.
No.
And now I must say goodbye. The lamps should last for a few more hours.
The lamps?
I hope you're not afraid of the dark.
Oh, no. No. Please, not go. Not leave me. Not leave me.
Now. Good evening, ladies.
Hello, Mr. Parsons.
Good evening.
Had a good day?
Mr. Sutton and I have been up on Hannah's tour. Just got back.
Oh, lovely. We went over to Beckwell, didn't we, Enid? Had lunch at the Rutland Arms.
Hester and I are great admirers of Jane Austen.
Oh, aye.
She stayed there, you know.
When she was writing Pride and Prejudice.
Is that so?
In fact, they say two of the romantic scenes in the novel are actually set in the hotel.
Well, I never. I always associate Beckwell with tarts. That is to say...
Puddings.
That's right.
They started life at the Rutland Arms too, didn't they, Enid?
Yeah.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Sutton.
Hello.
I hear you had a strenuous afternoon.
Yes, it was a bit. Have either of you seen my wife around?
No, but we've only just got back ourselves.
From Beckwell. We were just telling Mr. Parsons here about the famous puddings.
Really?
Now, the original recipe was the result of a complete misunderstanding between the then mistress of the Rutland Arms...
A Mrs. Greaves.
...and her cook. You see, instead of stirring the egg mixture into the pastry...
And then filling the tart with the jam...
The cook put the jam into the tart...
And then poured the egg mixture onto it.
Who's telling the story, dear?
Oh, I'm sorry, Hester.
Anyway, the outcome was so successful, the recipe was preserved. And believe it or not, they still use the same formula at the pudding shop today.
Well, you live and learn.
Indeed you do. Oh, come on then, Enid. We'd better go and change.
Yes, dear.
Puddings. I wonder where Margot can have got to. I thought she'd be up in her room. Have you tried the garden?
Yes, and the TV room.
Hello, you two.
Oh, hello. Have you seen Margot?
Last I saw of her was tea time. She was off to the village afterwards to post some letters.
Ah, perhaps I'll take a stroll down there. Probably meet her on the way. See you later.
Aye. They're very devoted, aren't they?
Yes.
Refreshing in this age of self-service divorce.
How was your walk?
Grand. Reckon I owe you a word of thanks.
Me? Why?
Well, come off it. For getting him to dig me out of my room.
Oh, well, I didn't like to see you stuck indoors.
Did me a power of good. You're a kind lass.
Hardly a lass.
Oh, you can give me a few years. And you're still a handsome woman.
Thank you.
I mean it.
I must go and see you to the dinner.
Yeah, no, wait. It's not yet 6 o'clock. I want to talk to you.
Oh?
Happen it's not the best of times, but... Evening.
Good evening.
Can we go into your sitting room? For your interruptions, please.
All right. I can't stay long.
It won't take long.
Sit down, then.
No, I'd soon stand. I suppose if I had any finesse, I'd have picked my moment better, but I believe in speaking out while the spirit moves you. Well, I'll get to the point, then. I've an idea you're as lonely as I am, Thelma. We've both lost people we cared for. And I've been wondering, these last few days, if we couldn't make some sort of life together. I realise we haven't known each other long, but long enough for me to know I like what I've seen. I'd go further than that. You're the first woman I've met since Evie died.
No!
Oh.
Don't touch me.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to... Well, I hoped you might feel the same way.
It isn't you. I couldn't with anyone. Never again.
Hello, Paul. Did you find Margot all right?
No. I went all the way down to the village.
Perhaps she came back across the fields.
It's a nice walk.
She'd be here by now, surely.
Unless she's taken the wrong path, up by the farm. It's not too well signposted. Well, that'd add on half an hour at least.
It's possible, I suppose.
Well, she wouldn't be the first person to have done it. Good evening, Mr. Lumley. I'll hold your meal back till she gets here, shall I?
Hmm? Oh, yes, please.
Would you mind taking the end table tonight, please, Mr. Lumley?
Try to eat something, Paul?
I couldn't, really.
But, look, there's bound to be some simple explanation.
Well, that's what I keep trying to tell myself.
Perhaps she found a stray lamb, went to the farm to report it.
Then she'd have phoned. More likely, she's been taken ill. She's always been delicate, and since this flu bug... Hello, Edgar.
Still no sign of her?
No.
Thelma?
I'm afraid she may have been taken ill.
Oh, she was feeling fine at tea time. She was saying how much better she felt.
Had a fall, then. If she'd wandered off the road, no one would have found her.
I wouldn't look on the black side. She's not been gone that long.
Over 3 hours. Doesn't take 3 hours to post a letter.
All the same.
She could have been attacked. Anything.
Oh, steady on.
I read about these things.
I'm sure she'll turn up any minute, safe and sound.
Like your dog did. Sorry. I shouldn't have said that.
Forget it.
I tell you what. I'll go and ring the farm, see if they've seen anything of her.
Good idea. And if not, we'll get up a bit of a search party and go and look for her.
Who's that? Is someone there? Paul? Is that you, Paul? Is that Paul? Is that Paul? Is that Paul? Thelma? Thelma? Answer me, je vous en prie. I know you are there. I know you are there. You've come back.
Yes, I've come back.
Oh, thank God.
All in the dark now, are you? I thought I'd play you some music. Our music. His and mine. That's what he used to say.
I knew you couldn't mean it.
What?
You wouldn't really leave me here. I knew it. I knew it.
Then I'm afraid you were mistaken.
No.
I merely came back to find out how you were.
Oh, no. No.
Now let me get my torch so I can see. Oh, dear. Oh, I don't suppose Paul would find you so desirable now.
Please, take me back.
But then he's not looking his best either. He didn't sleep at all last night, you see, and he won't sleep tonight or tomorrow or the one after.
Oh.
And I know how that feels, to lie awake endlessly, to close your eyes and see only the one face. Your disappearance has caused quite a stir up there, you know. Edgar Parsons got up a search party last night. Quite the Boy Scout, Edgar. He asked me to marry him. He thought he was asking a woman, not an empty shell. Where was I? Oh, yes, yes, the search party. It was really most amusing, sending them on false trails, raising their hopes only to dash them. Then we went back to Larkmoor, and I suggested ringing round the hospitals in case you'd been knocked down by a car. I couldn't have been more helpful or concerned. I even contacted the police for him this morning and plied the numbskull of a sergeant with coffee and red earrings.
I suppose before long they'll be combing the peaks. What a silly waste of the taxpayers' money.
They'll find the other entrance by the tour.
What if they do? It's all blocked over. No way in. They won't connect it with your disappearance. Not at first, anyhow. And later on, even if they were to look further, it would be too late, wouldn't it? I give you a week in these conditions.
They'll search the house.
Why should they do that?
They are bound to. They find the doll in the cellar.
Oh, but they think you were on your way to the village when you disappeared. There's no reason to search the place.
Paul won't give up. He'll go on looking.
Yes, and I shall be at his side to help him.
You'll give yourself away somehow. He may even recognize you.
In that case, I should have to kill him too.
Oh, no.
It would be quite simple. A little climb up on the tor. I'd pretend I was taking him to you. In his state of mind, it wouldn't be surprising if he walked a little too near the edge. They put it down to accidental death or suicide while the balance of his mind was disturbed.
Listen, Thelma, please. I understand how you feel about Paul and me.
Good.
But what will you achieve by all this?
Everything.
Will you? You let me die down here. You cause Paul to crack up or worse, but it won't really alter anything, will it?
It'll even the score a little.
They'll catch you in the end. You'll be in prison for life.
I already am. I must go.
Wait! Please wait!
You won't make me change my mind.
At least light the lamps again. It's worse in the dark. If you could just light the one up here.
You won't catch me that way.
The torch, then. Leave me the torch. Anything.
Shall I? Shan't I? Shall I? Shan't I?
Please, Thelma.
The name is Anne!
Anne.
No. I don't think I will.
Please.
Why should I make it easier for you?
I beg you.
On the other hand, it is customary to offer the condemned person a last wish, isn't it?
Oh, just the torch. That's all I ask.
Very well, then. Anne, the magnanimous. Here. Take it.
I can't reach.
Well, I'm not coming any closer. Got it?
Yes, I have.
Oh! Oh, no, you don't. Let go. Got it! Oh, Thelma, you tricked me, did you?
I let go.
Yes, I'll let you go. Oh, over the side.
Oh, help me. Help me. I can't swim. I can't swim.
You should have thought about that before. Oh, no, you don't. Get away. Take that. And that's it. You stupid bitch. You thought you'd get the better of me, didn't you? Well, now you're worse off than before. You two alternatives, haven't you? Either to stay there and drown among the rats, or climb back on the ledge and die of pneumonia. It's all one to me.
Been down below?
What? Oh, Edgar. Hello. Yes, I've had some trouble with the water tank.
You look a bit damp. Anything I can do?
No. No, it's fixed now. Thank you all the same. You're wondering why I've got my music box. I took it down with me absent-mindedly. I must be senile decay.
Thelma?
Yes?
About yesterday, you know, what happened between us.
Look, I'd sooner forget it.
I've always been a bit ham-fisted.
I overreacted.
No, I shouldn't have sprung it on you like that. As I say, you southerners need longer to... Well, anyway, so long as we're friends again.
Of course. I must go and change out of my wet things. Or did you want something else?
Well, I was looking for Paul. Thought he might be glad of some company.
He went up to his room after lunch. I gave him a sleeping pill. Oh. I don't suppose it'll have done much good, though.
No, poor fellow. What do you think's happened to her?
One does hear of cases of amnesia.
Out of the blue, like that?
But we must try to be optimistic.
Aye.
She may turn up at Chesterfield or somewhere.
Oh, I hope to God you're right. Because if anything's happened to that lass, I don't know what it'll do to Paul.
Thank you.
only there was something I could do. It's just sitting here waiting.
I'm sure the police will have some news soon.
The police? I don't even know if they're taking it seriously. Do you know what he asked me this morning, that sergeant? He asked me if we were happily married, if we'd had any rows lately. I know what he was getting at.
They have to do their job, Paul.
And while they're writing it off as some domestic tiff, what's happening to Margot?
Anyone can see how close you were. I'm sure they'll have questioned Thelma and she'll have told them that.
Why do you say were?
Yeah, well, I didn't mean anything.
You think something's happened to her too, don't you?
Well, of course I don't. Nothing like what you're implying.
Then where is she?
Paul, Paul, ne me quitte pas, je t'en prie.
Oh, Paul.
I want you.
Again?
Again and again and again. How can it be so good still?
I know.
I've never stopped fancying you from the moment I first saw you. Or loving you.
I don't suppose Paul would find you so desirable now. All I've wanted these last 18 years is my revenge. And now I'm going to have it. I shall see you suffer as I've suffered.
No, no, Paul! Chérie, viens tout de suite à maman.
To Paul and Margot Sutton, son, Andrew Philip. That was the first time I took an overdose.
Because of Andrew?
Because he should have been mine! Because he should have been mine!
No! No! Don't let her take them away!
Through the debris, their nails torn and bleeding, crying for help until their lungs are bursting.
Let me out! Let me out! What's the call? What's the call?
But no one hears them, and in the end they have to give up. Just lie there and wait to die. Slowly. For company. For company.
Get away. Allez-vous-en. Get away.
Mr. Parsons.
Hmm. What was that, Nancy?
Cup of coffee after your sweet.
No, thank you. Oh, sorry, are you waiting to clear?
No hurry. I'll go out and get Mr. Sutton's tray first.
He had lunch up in his room, did he?
Mrs. Whedon told me to take him some up. Not that he'll touch it. No more than he did his breakfast.
It's hardly surprising.
No, poor man. They say the police are up there today, scouring the hills.
Hmm, I heard.
It don't bear thinking of. Me mum won't let me walk up here on me own no more. Not until it's known what's happened. She says, if there is some maniac round these parts...
I don't suppose there is for a minute. It's all probably a storm in a teacup.
That's what me brother says. He reckons she's gone off with another fella. But she weren't like that, was she?
Well, I wouldn't have said so.
They were real loving. That's why I was surprised when he went off without her that afternoon.
He was out walking with me. She wanted to take it easy.
Oh, is that it?
Did you see her after tea that day, Nancy?
Me?
After you'd served tea, did you see her before she went out?
Oh, I weren't there that afternoon.
No? I thought Wednesday was your afternoon off.
Mrs. Whedon gave me Monday, too. Didn't even ask for it. Your brother's home on leave, see?
Ah.
There weren't no one else for tea but Mrs. Sutton. Mrs. Whedon said she'd see to her.
I see.
Nice of her, wasn't it?
Hmm.
She's ever so cut up about it herself.
What?
Mrs. Whedon. I can tell she is. Her mind's somewhere else all the time. Well, she would be upset, wouldn't she?
It's not a very pleasant thing to have happened at your guest house.
And them being special friends of hers. I reckon she's wishing she hadn't put those other folks off now.
What was that?
Well, she cancelled this other booking so the Suttons could have the room.
Did she?
Monty rang up. Even though it were last minute.
I thought they only knew each other slightly. Through a mutual acquaintance.
Then how come she put off someone else on their account? No, the Suttons are special so far as she's concerned. She said so.
Same. Yeah. Finish my chapter and then I'm off to bed.
Me too.
Don't know when I felt so exhausted. Must be all that footwork.
Where did you ladies go today?
Into Sheffield. We were going to have a quiet day here, but we decided to go further afield.
To take our minds off poor Mrs. Sutton.
No more news, I gather.
No, I'm afraid not.
I still say she'll turn up safe and sound. The way Agatha Christie did that time.
And Trixie Fancroft.
Who, dear?
You remember, that part-time art teacher we had. She was always doodling coat of arms all over the staff room.
Oh, yes. She disappeared one half term.
Really?
Turned up a week later in Windsor Great Park.
Delusions of grandeur, poor girl.
And she couldn't remember a thing that happened in between. I can't help thinking that's what's happened to Mrs. Sutton.
What's the matter in it?
Nothing, just this photograph. Tumbled out of my book, the one I borrowed from Mrs. Whedon.
Oh, of her, is it?
No, some young couple. It must have been taken a while back.
Let's see.
Isn't that the new look the girl's wearing?
That was back in the 50s. What did we look like?
And see the young man's short back and sides.
Probably been in the army. Pity they don't bring back conscription.
Does it remind you of anyone, Hester?
I don't think so.
It does me.
Not young Mr. Crow in the science department. It's his chin.
No, it's something about the eyes. I know. He's not unlike poor Mr. Sutton. A younger version, of course.
Oh, I see what you mean.
May I look?
There is a similarity.
Thank you.
What do you think, Mr. Parsons? Well, don't you think he's a bit like Mr. Sutton?
I was looking at the girl.
Thelma, you're up too.
Oh, it's you, Paul.
I came down to look for some cigarettes.
Well, come into the sitting room. Have one of mine.
Sit down.
Thank you.
Here we are. Help yourself. Well, it's all right, I'll light it for you.
think I'd given up smoking.
Couldn't you sleep either?
I sometimes wonder if I'd ever sleep again.
Oh, you must, or you'll make yourself ill.
If I shut my eyes, I only see her face and imagine... Oh, God.
No, let it out. Let it out. Don't worry about me.
If anything's happened to her, there's never been anyone else but Margot.
No one?
No one that mattered. I was engaged to another girl before I met her, but that was nothing. I realized it as soon as I saw Margot. You don't know what it's like to love someone that much.
No.
I couldn't go on living without her.
That's no way to talk.
It's true. Without her, I might just as well be dead. I'm sorry.
I wish there was something I could do.
There's nothing anyone can do.
Look, if only I'd never invited you up here.
Well, you weren't to know this would happen. Whatever has happened. I wish to God the police had... I think I'd rather hear something positive than go on like this.
Oh, it must be dreadful for you.
Well, there's the boys. And her parents. I haven't been in touch with them yet. I keep hoping. But I'll have to do something soon. They're due back next week. And what am I going to tell them?
I wouldn't worry about that.
But how can I leave here until I know something definite? I couldn't go home without her.
Well, you're welcome to stay here as long as you need.
You'll be wanting the room.
I can put someone off. You're my first concern. You need an ashtray.
Oh, yes.
One on the shelf over there.
It's all right, I'll get it.
Look, if you'd like to bring the boys up here too when they get back, that's if, well, if things haven't resolved themselves. Here, let me take that.
Is it a musical box?
Yes, but it shouldn't be on there.
I once bought one like this as a present to someone.
I expect there are heaps around.
This is the first time I've seen one like it. The carving on top's the same.
No, may I have it, please?
What tune does it play?
No, it doesn't anymore. It's broken.
Careful!
I don't know what you're talking about.
Then what are these? This ring and the letters?
They're nothing. Give them to me.
It's my handwriting.
No, it isn't.
Then let me see.
No, they're private. They were from my husband.
And was his name Paul?
All right. I am Anne Milner. I've changed, haven't I? You didn't even recognize me. That's what 18 years of suffering does for you. People take me for 50 or more, not the same age as your... precious Margot.
You know what's happened to her, don't you?
But then she's been spoilt and cosseted all these years.
You planned all this?
She's had all the love and care that I should have had.
You know where she is. What have you done with
Wouldn't
her?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Just tell me she's safe. That's all I ask.
What right have you to ask anything of me?
I know I treated you badly, but I never thought for one
no,
moment.
No, you didn't, did you? You never thought about me. You just flung me aside like a cast-off glove.
Where is she, please, Anne?
No.
Tell me. Tell me. I'll do anything if you'll
There's
tell me.
Nothing you can do for me
oh,
now.
Please, Anne,
no.
Please.
Grovel as much as you like, but it won't get you anywhere. You didn't take any notice of my pleas, did you? You didn't answer my letters. You wouldn't even speak to me on the telephone.
If you don't tell, so help me.
What?
I'll...
Nothing you can do can hurt me more than I've already been hurt.
Tell me, or I'll kill you.
Kill me, then!
No, Paul! Let her be. I think I know where Margot is.
Where? For God's sake.
Whether she's dead or alive remains to be seen.
Where?
No. Don't tell him.
I've got to, Thelma. There's a door in the cellar leads to an old mine shaft.
Oh!
It's filled with water, but there's a boat there been used recently.
Oh, my God.
One or two things made me suspicious. I came down tonight to investigate. Then I heard your voices.
Well, quick, show me the way.
We'll need a lamp.
No. No, don't leave me, Paul.
Get away, you.
Easy with her, easy. She can't help herself.
Don't go to her. Stay with me. Please, Paul.
Come on.
You can't leave me. Not now. We're going to be married next month. I got the dress and everything. Such a beautiful dress, too. When you see me in it, then you'll want me, not her. Paul? Don't leave me, Paul.
Margot! Margot!
Margot!
Can you hear anything?
All of that confounded echo.
If she's alive, she'd have heard me by now, surely. Shouted back.
Depends on the state she's in.
Or if she's drowned her. Oh, my God, what sort of twisted mind...
Looks like it's widening out now. Hold the lamp up higher. Sort of cave by the look of it.
Margot! Are you there? Margot!
Keep the lamp still. Aye, there's the ledge where you can tie up.
Margot! It's me, Paul!
Me, Paul!
Margot! Margot!
Shh, what was that?
Try again.
Margot!
Margot!
Wait a minute. There's something over there.
Where?
On the ground. By that kind of archway. Move the lamp round. That's it. There.
It's her. It's Margot.
Easy. I'll get the boat alongside.
Margot?
Now, reach out for the edge.
Margot, we're here.
Right, now, I'll hold the lamp while you get out.
Oh, God. Let her be alive.
Now, here, take it. Now, I'll tie the boat up.
Margot. Margot. It's me. It's Paul. Oh, talk to me. Tell me you're alive. I love you, Margot. Oh, thank God. Thank God.
Hester. Hester, wake up.
What? What? Oh, Enid, has the alarm gone?
No, it's only 3 a.m.
Then what are you doing up? Oh, aren't you well?
Yes, but something strange just happened. I don't know what to make of it.
Mm-hmm. What?
I woke up, wanted to go to the bathroom. I was just crossing the landing when I saw Mrs. Whedon. Only, somehow she wasn't like Mrs. Whedon.
What on earth do you mean?
Well, she had this odd expression on her face. I said hello, but she looked straight through me. I just went on down the stairs and then out of the front door.
Outside at this hour of the morning?
Yes.
Oh, you've been dreaming, dear. Was that macaroni cheese last night?
No, but there was something else, too. To begin with, I thought she was wearing a nightgown. But when I got closer, I saw it wasn't a nightie at all. It was a wedding dress.
Margot? It's me, Paul.
Paul.
Hello, sweetheart.
Oh. Where am I?
In hospital, in Sheffield. You've had a pretty rough time, but you're going to be all right.
It was true, then. It wasn't a nightmare.
No, it was true.
Oh, my God.
My poor little love. What you must have gone through.
What has happened to her?
We are not sure. She disappeared the night we found you. Hasn't been seen since. The police are looking for her.
What will they do when they find her?
Put her away somewhere, I hope. For her own sake as well as ours. She's quite mad.
And we made her so.
Hello? Yes, that's right. Oh, thank you. Put him through.
It's Edgar.
Who?
Edgar Parsons.
Oh, yes.
It was he who discovered where you were.
Hello, Edgar. She's going to be fine now, aren't you, my love? What? I see. Yes, I suppose so. Well, thank you for letting us know. We'll be seeing you, Edgar. Bye. They found her.
Where?
Dead, at the bottom of Hannah's Tor.
You mean she threw herself off?
That's what they think. Like the girl in the legend.
Oh. Poor Anne.
It's probably for the best.
Best for whom?
Oh, for her, and for us. We can forget her now.
Forget her?
In time you will, I promise. When you're back at home with the boys and everything.
No.
Darling.
Don't you understand? We killed her.
Come here, let me hold...
Stop it!
What?
Don't touch me.
But...
I said don't. I don't want you near me.
Margot.
You may be able to shrug her off as you did before. But I shan't forget her this time.
Not as long as I live.
In Remember Me by Jill Higham, Thelma Whedon was played by Jill Balkan, Paul Sutton by Julian Glover, and Margot Sutton by Sarah Bedell. Edgar Parsons was Peter Tuddenham, Hester Drew, Pauline Letts, Enid Gosler, Margot Boyd, and Nancy, Rowena Roberts. The play was directed by Kay Patrick.
Julian Glover is a member of the Royal Shakespeare Company.